Hello guys, so welcome to Hustle Hustler podcast. I'm Yoji. A little bit background about me. I love entrepreneurship. I love success stories. So I love graphic design. So currently I'm trying to do a movement where for Hustle Hustler. What is Hustle Hustler? Hustle Hustler is where people been hustling and get the hustle, so it's like an empowerment for them. So for today, let me just talk about that later on. So for today, I just want to kick off with one of the topic today that I've made some research, and plus I've even tested myself about why success is the best revenge, you know. So I don't know about you, but I felt miserably in life, and it happens many times over. However, it was each time failure, I've learned a bit more about myself. I gain in valuable lessons. I would never give never have granted had I just succeed from outside. But if it isn't something unique to my life, we'll fail something at some point in life, right? None of the world most successful people that you know never experienced like a miss with failure. Never. I never listened to that. I've listened so many success story, but never like for themselves, never are they like doing one thing and then success. They fail miserably over the times, you know. In fact the world famously successful people have failed most of the time. The only difference between them and others is that they didn't give up. But that's also why success is so sweet after so many bitter failures, and why successful can often be the best revenge. Let me just tell you some of the famous failures who will inspire you to achieve more, right? I love the story of Albert Einstein. So a bit background about Albert Einstein is born in 1878, the man that we all know as one of the most brilliant minds to have ever lived was once considered a major failure. In fact, Einstein didn't speak until he was 4 years old. Yes, 4 years old. In 1895, at the age of 16, he failed to pass examinations for entrance in the Swiss Federal Polytechnic School located in Zurich. And while he did graduate from university, he struggled and nearly dropped out, doing very poorly during the course of his studies there. In fact, he was in such dire straits that at the time of his father's death, he was considered what his sons to be a major failure, which left young Einstein completely heartbroken. After graduating and wanted unsure of what to do with his life, after some time he ended up taking a job as insurance salesman, going to door to door and attempt to sell insurance. Eventually, 2 years later, he took a job in the patent office as assistant examiner, evaluating patients' patent application for variety of device. Of course, this is the same individual who brought us the theory of relativity with unbreaking work done physics and mathematics, and helped us to reach a deeper understandings about how universe works, developing several fundamentals, core laws, governing physics, won the Nobel Prize in 1982, and created the beginning of quantum theory. So that's about Albert Einstein, and one of my favorite as well is Bill Gates. Let me tell you a story about Bill Gates. Born in 1955 in Seattle, Washington. Bill Gates by no means struggled as a child. In fact, he is quite the stable upper middle class upbringing, with a renowned lawyer for a father, William H. Gates. Sir, it was originally intended by Gates' parents that he follow in his father's footsteps, become a lawyer. At the early age of 17 years old, Gates has demonstrated that the entrepreneurial spirit, forming a company with his childhood friend Paul Allen, called Traff or Data. An effort to analyze the process raw traffic data from traffic counters and present that data in reporting format to traffic engineers. Their goal was to build hardware device that could read traffic data tapes and produce the result without having to do the work manually. On the big day, they reveal a supervisor of a county of Seattle traffic department came to see, and the device failed it to work. The business failed before it had much of a chance to get off the ground, giving Gates an individual lesson that he would carry forward with him. In 1973, Gates enrolled in Harvard University, scoring near perfect SAT score of 1590 out of 1600. However, it was the following year that Gates dropped out of Harvard to start Microsoft with partner Paul Allen. The decisions, while continuous at the time, was okay by his partner. After much discussion, obviously it was the right move. So that's about Bill Gates right now, the richest man in the world. So just imagine that. So I would never have granted had just succeed from the outset, but this isn't something unique to my life. We all fail at something at some point in our life. So that's what I mean by that. So the only difference is they didn't give up. I've already covered that, yeah. Now, it's not like I'm seeking a revenge. Back to our topic, is success is the best revenge. It's not that I'm seeking a revenge in traditional sense, like of word, that I don't believe in eye for an eye, you know. So it's difficult as it might be, I just don't believe in negative energy that results from fallout of revenge based thoughts. However, I'm one of the rooting for the underdog, I love the underdog story. So if you're, I don't know how to say this, but the drive about the underdog story. So currently we have a World Cup, right? So there's a lot of underdog teams that people thought that the likes of Spain, the likes of Portugal, the likes of Germany, they left out. So the teams that stayed in the World Cup, the four big teams in the World Cup, like England, Belgium, even Croatia, that's the underdog story that I really love to hear. So yeah, the story of the underdog is quite possibly one of the oldest stories in the universe. It's like the incremental changes of difference that allow one organism to compete, thrive over other, even after repeated failure. In fact, human life is a result of an underdog story, a remote possibility in progress that achievement. So, why is success is the best revenge? So, I'll tell you that in another episode. So, I'm just gonna close this off for another episode so I can just continue to talk about success is the best revenge. I hope you like this podcast and start supporting about the movement that I wanted to do. Hopefully we can get someone in this podcast that have the mindset to be positive, to be entrepreneurs, whoever might be. The underdog stories I really love. So yeah, hope you guys like it, and hustle, hustler.